want you to think about the top of your head. Many people don't realize that tension often starts in the little muscles of the scalp. So I want you to think about those little muscles and the skin of your scalp and just allow them to let go and relax. Now all the muscles of your face, just let them go slack. Your forehead and your eyes and your eyelids, the cheeks, mouth and jaw muscles. It's a wonderful feeling when you let your face totally relax, because you can actually feel the skin settling and smoothing out. It might mean that your mouth opens slightly, but whatever's best for you, just let it happen. Unclenching your teeth and relaxing your tongue, because the more you physically relax, the more you can mentally relax. Thinking about your neck and shoulder muscles now, and into the tops of your arms, letting all tensions drain away as you think on down through your elbows, into your forearms, down through your wrists and into your hands. Right the way down into the very tips of your fingers and tips of your thumbs. Just letting all those muscles let go and relax. And now think about your breathing, noticing that you're breathing even more steadily, even more slowly, as you relax more and more, so you can let any tension in the chest area simply drain away as you think on down to your stomach muscles, letting those muscles relax too. Think down into your back now, the long muscles either side of the spine. Just let those muscles relax, and your waist, and your main thigh muscles, as you think on down through your knees, down through the shins and calves, just allowing all those areas to relax and let go. As you think on down through your ankles, through your feet, into the very tips of your toes, all the muscles of your body beautifully relaxed and easy, very lazy. And now you're so beautifully relaxed, nobody wanting anything, nobody expecting anything, and absolutely nothing whatsoever for you to do except to relax. I want you just to let your mind and your imagination drift, feeling lazy, easy and comfortable. And I want you to imagine that you're standing on the terrace of a lovely old house, a house like a stately home or country mansion. You can feel the sun on your head and shoulders, not too hot, just comfortable. And there's a gentle breeze playing against your skin. As you look around you, you notice an elegant flight of steps. 10 broad steps leading down into a beautiful garden. A garden where you sense peace, well-being and comfort. Make it really vivid in your mind. In a moment, I'm going to count down from 10 to 0. And as I count all the way down from 10 down to 0, I want you to imagine that each number is a step down on this beautiful staircase. A step down towards this beautiful garden. And each step you take is another step down into deeper and even deeper levels of relaxation. So that by the time you get to 0, you'll be as deeply relaxed as you can ever imagine, while still being able to hear and respond to the sound of my voice. 10, take the first step down now, relaxing and letting go. 9, feeling more and more relaxed. No need to hurry, plenty of time. 8, moving down easily now. 7, deeper and deeper. 6, deeper still, your breathing becoming slower and steadier. 5, really relaxing now. Just let go. 4, becoming calmer and calmer. 3, calmer still now. 2, more and more relaxed. 1, all the way down now to 0. And now you find yourself in this wonderful garden. You can feel the softness of the newly cut grass beneath your feet, as the scent of masses upon masses of brightly coloured flowers seems to envelop you. And there's the gentle sound of birds singing, echoing faintly in the stillness of the air. It's almost a magical place, stretching into the distance, as far as the eye can see in all directions, with beautiful shrubs, tall, elegant trees, and an ornamental fountain which seems to feed into a gently trickling stream. This fascinates you, and you wander to the edge of the stream and gently lower yourself down onto the soft grassy bank and just sit for a while, gazing into the cool, clear water, marvelling at the sense of tranquility that sweeps over you, and listening to the faint sound of the fountain splashing into the pool that feeds this gentle stream. After a little while, you lay back on the grass and gaze up at the clearest of blue skies. And as you relax more and more, your eyes begin to close and you just drift off into a deep and relaxing sleep. And as you sleep, you have a dream. You dream that your whole body is becoming lighter, lighter and lighter. So light that you feel you must surely begin to float on air at any moment. And then you feel yourself just floating and drifting, gently borne aloft and supported by the softest of warm breezes. And you can somehow see through your closed eyelids that you're floating in a sea of colour, a warm sea of colour that relaxes and comforts you as you just drift, suspended in warmth and colour. It seems somehow unreal and yet at the same time has a comfortingly familiar feel to it. You're aware of misty reds and oranges, soft, muted yellow tones, gentle greens and blues that seem somehow like clouds, and the deepest, softest indigos and violets that you could ever have imagined. And it begins to dawn on you that you're floating in a rainbow, a magical rainbow, because in this rainbow, time and space don't exist in the same way that we usually know. You might have floated there for just a moment, or for 100 years, or maybe for a lifetime, or just perhaps for the blinking of an eye. You could have floated forwards in time to a time that could be far beyond our future, or maybe back in time, back before your own lifetime. It gradually begins to seem to you that you might even be able to float here for just as long as you wish, with this wonderful, relaxed feeling, just floating and drifting through this magical sea of gentle, flowing colours, where time seems to be suddenly of so little importance. You're still pondering on these thoughts when you feel yourself beginning to float gently downwards, lower and lower, softly sinking down, down through this beautiful rainbow, becoming even more relaxed, even more lazy, until eventually you realise that you've stopped floating downwards and you find yourself on the shore of a tranquil lake, a large, tranquil lake, surrounded by softly rolling hills that are shrouded in a gentle silver mist. There are trees and sweetly scented flowering shrubs and grasses growing at the water's edge, and everything is bathed in a beautiful golden light. A golden light that seems to bathe everything in its warmth. And you find yourself marveling at the sense of deep calmness and comfort that seems to fill your entire being as you stroll lazily along the sandy shore of this wonderful lake, noticing with a sort of lazy curiosity that it seems to be constantly changing colour. Subtle changes blending so smoothly that it's difficult for you to know exactly when limpid blue has become a deep, soft violet, or when that deep violet became a relaxing, translucent green. The changes of colour fascinate you, and you settle yourself down onto a small, smooth rock and just gaze out across the crystal clear waters. Every so often, something, a fish maybe, something breaks the surface, creating ripples that seem to flow gently and endlessly in all directions. Ripples that eventually lap against the edges of the rock that you're sitting on. You smile and lean forward to dabble your hand amongst them. And as you do so, you create yet more ripples. Ripples that shimmer in a kaleidoscope of different colours across the lake, interacting with the others and making new ever-changing patterns. You realise that this tranquil place is the pool of all knowledge, that while you're here, you're part of everything, and everything is a part of you. And you find it easy, so very easy, to open your mind, to let go of any barriers to memory or learning. And now your mind is prepared and receptive to everything I'm going to say to you. And everything I say, if it is for your benefit, will be accepted and acted upon by the subconscious. It will have a steadily increasing effect upon the way you think, the way you feel, and the way you behave. And the influence of these suggestions, as they are for your benefit, will continue to increase over the coming days and weeks and months. Your subconscious mind has confirmed that it's helping you to relax, helping you to cope so much better with life, and giving you a confidence within yourself to deal with any situation that life has to offer. Your subconscious mind has also given you a new understanding of yourself, and this understanding gives you the power to make vital changes for your benefit. So now, with every day that passes, your confidence is increasing. The confidence of knowing that you're capable of doing whatever you set your mind to, with a positive attitude and a quiet strength. Now, more and more, you become aware of a transformation taking place in your personality, and you're adopting a more positive outlook on life. You believe in yourself more every day, and you're learning to act boldly, realizing that you're fully capable of making proper decisions and having the confidence to carry them through. So each day, you become more secure within yourself. With your new relaxed attitude, both towards yourself and towards others, you realize that you're gaining control. Control of your thoughts, your feelings, and your emotions. And this gives you a tremendous feeling of satisfaction, knowing that whatever happens, you can deal with the situation in a calm and a relaxed way. You know that the key to good health is a calm and relaxed attitude towards life. Now you begin to accept life as it is, and you accept people as they are. So as you continue to relax more and more with every day that passes, you feel better within yourself and about yourself. This gives you the opportunity to become more aware of the wide range of resources which are yours. Resources which are within you, which are there for your use. As you become more aware of these resources, then you become more and more confident. And with these new resources, you know that you're directing your life now, and you know that life can bring good things to you. In this way, you're happier with each day that passes. Anticipate happiness, and happiness is yours. And of course, you feel better each day because you're happy. You recognize now that your first priority is to yourself. You understand that when you're feeling relaxed and calm, you function in a much more streamlined and efficient manner. And those situations which will have been a source of irritation and upset to you in the past can be seen in a whole new way. You know that when you're relaxed and calm, you find it easy to deal with those situations which require your attention. Because when you're relaxed and calm, you intuitively know exactly how to deal with any given situation to arrive at the absolute best result possible for all concerned. Sometimes you'll need to be clear about your personal boundaries, clear about your own needs, remembering and being comfortable in the knowledge that your first priority has always to be to yourself. Because when you take care of yourself, you feel good, and when you feel good, then you have ample resources left to care for others. So you can see now that taking care of yourself is actually the selfless thing to do. You'll benefit immensely from recognizing that by taking care of yourself first, by meeting your own needs for yourself as your priority, you're able to be more available for others when you wish to be. By meeting your own needs, you'll even discover that the needs of those around you actually begin to change. Your world begins to change for the better. You have all the ability and the capability to do what you want, to make new and good things happen. You tell yourself now, "I can, I will," and you feel at ease, comfortable with yourself. What has happened in the past has happened, and from these events you've learned so much. Experiences that will help you to know what's right for you, so you can relax and let go of all negative feelings and emotions. Turning things around now and seeing the positive in everything. For you, the glass is always half full. Recognizing with clarity that you always do your very best, and no one can ask more than that. Negative thoughts and emotions have no place at all in your life. They hold you back. They prevent you from being that person that you wish to be and that you really can be. With every day, you've learned more through experience, the best and most effective way of learning that can be. You are the product of all your experiences, of all those events that occurred way back then. You're better for your experiences as you continue to learn more each day about that wonderful ability that you do have to use all your learnings in a positive and forward-looking way that tells you inside your own perfect inner mind, "I can, I will." You look back now to those events of childhood and of growing up which have shaped you and made you the person that you are. You take pride now in yourself as you recognize with ever-increasing clarity of thought that you can be selective in those memories that you choose to keep, to place value upon. For it's not true that everything has a value. Those things, those experiences that have no value to you, you reject now in their entirety. You cast them away as over and done with. As you take control of your life, your emotions, things begin to happen the way you want them to happen. Your clarity of thought and your ever-increasing maturity ensure that you have all that you need, an attitude of mind that's positive and forward-looking. As you move forward with your new attitudes, new confidence in your own ability, others around you will notice you and recognize that they can draw from you that strength that comes from the knowledge that you can be relied on to act in a positive manner that overcomes difficulties, in a calm and ordered manner. You have all that you need to be successful, and you can be more relaxed and more comfortable in all situations. Positive thinking can become a habit for you, for habits are created through repetition. The more you employ your positive attitudes of mind, the stronger that habit can grow. You practice being positive and confident. And the strangest thing happens as you act positively and confidently. Then you're seen to be positive, confident. It's as easy as that. Yours is that ability to choose how you wish to see, with maturity and great pride in knowing that you no longer are that person caught in a trap of negative thinking, measuring all things in the light of what might go wrong. For you, there is no failure. For you, it does not exist, as you recognize that the only measure that you need is that of your own success. Each grain of success is the foundation upon which all success is built. And this success is now your way, now and in the future, as you recognize that fear is just concern that you might lose control. You choose not to lose the ability that you know is yours to make things happen your way. I can. I will. These words now become an integral part of you. Part of that internal harmony and peace of spirit that is now yours as you choose to take it, and you will take it, will you not? I want to remind you, your life can be fun. Every phase of your life can be a joy, and of course, it all now depends on you, because you and only you can allow thoughts to live in your mind. And how you think determines how you feel, and how you feel influences the world around you. And you can learn to choose your thoughts with awareness of their power. You can seed beneficial thoughts in your mind, and day by day you'll find more and more how important it is to choose your every thought with care. Because the thoughts you seed in your mind, the concepts and beliefs you accept with feeling, inevitably become your own living reality. How you choose to think today influences all your tomorrows, and your life is too valuable, too miraculous to be left to chance. For this planet is a game player's planet, and the big game in life is a kind of treasure hunt with the real you as the hidden treasure. And the real you is a treasure worth finding. For you, there's no greater treasure on Earth, and it's an easy game. Because life is meant to be easy. In fact, you can find your way to the treasure house within while you relax. Remember, whenever you allow your conscious mind to become focused on your problems, you drag your problems into the future with you, and they automatically attract still more of the same. Your own negative thought patterns feed your problems and keep them alive. So just relax and switch the polarity around and focus your thought energy on how you want things to be, rather than how you don't want them to be. And withdraw all your thought energy from the problems, so that you attract solutions. You attract good fortune like a magnet. Your mind now knows what you want, and what you want, or something even more useful, presents itself, as though what you have always been seeking has somehow always been seeking you, seeking to find creative expression in your everyday living reality. And the incredible fact is that it has. And this is the fresh pattern your subconscious mind will now carry forward throughout your life, free from the problems and self-limiting influences that only arose through misunderstandings and false beliefs. You're entering a new world of experience, a new quality of life, a more elevated mental and emotional vantage point from which the best options and opportunities in life are always available and will always be seen. And now, while you're pondering on those thoughts, I want to tell you a story. Once upon a time, there were two trees growing by the bank of a river. A tall tree and a small tree. And that small young tree knew how to wave and dance in the breeze. It knew how to be very flexible, and when the wind blew, it enjoyed changing its perspective. It enjoyed just dancing and moving, moving and dancing. It would see so many things when it changed its perspective, and the big tree was so inflexible. It used to envy the small tree, but it was a little bit scared of changing its perspective. It was a little bit nervous about it. So one day it asked the small tree, "How do you do that? How do you change the way you see things and change the way you enjoy things?" And the little tree said, "Well, you must kind of let go and you just let it happen." And so the next time when that wind blew, the big tree really wanted to let go and the little tree said, "You can do it. You can make those changes. No need to be afraid. Your roots go down deep in the ground and you have inner stability even though you're moving with the winds of change and enjoying the dance, that inner dance of life. And you can allow that to happen all by itself." And the big tree was so happy, feeling its way into a new way of seeing things. And because it had a new way of seeing things, it also had a new way of recalling things, bringing back images when it wanted to recall the dance. And that big tree also learned, as it became more flexible in its behavior and its perceptions, that what it thought was the horizon was really only a limitation it was placing on itself. And as it danced and swayed and danced, it could see further and further, fields beyond towns. It could even see the sea in the distance. And it was so happy to have a new way of seeing things, so happy to know that it could recall in a new way pleasant images and pleasant memories. Now, each and everything you do better than you've ever done before. You approach each new task with complete ease of mind, knowing that you're relaxed and in a perfect frame of mind, calm, relaxed, and confident. Every day your confidence grows, and that means that tomorrow your confidence grows, and the day after it grows stronger than before. As you practice being more and more confident, so your confidence grows and becomes stronger as more and more your feelings of self-worth become strong and powerful. Each day, with each new situation, whenever you need to, you take control. Calm your mind. Disregard troubles and you're calm, relaxed, poised, competent and confident. You are your own person. You now look forward with a new and determined optimism, for you're armed now with new knowledge and understanding of that person you are. Unique and special. Your real self, confident in your own abilities to be true to those values that really are important, and to recognize what is false and inappropriate. Now you love and respect yourself for the person that you are, and you'll be happy with all that you do have. Yesterday has gone, and with it have gone all the influences that could make it different. Tomorrow is but a myth that we can color with imagination. But today, this very moment, all is real and for this moment we live, and then that too is gone, either seized upon and enjoyed or wasted. You can choose too which reality is yours, and you will you not?